Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brett Allen here with the Brett Allen Show, chatting with Alex Carey and Guy Pearce, a conversation or a sentence I was not expecting to say up until a couple of days ago. Thank you both for your time and congratulations to A Spy Among Friends. This is just one of the best shows on TV, or will be here soon on MGM Plus. Absolutely. Alex, we'll start with you. You have tackled many projects in the trajectory of your career, some similar, some different, but this one certainly stands out. When you come to a project like this and decide this is something I want to do, what is important to you? Is there one or two things as a storyteller that you go, okay, we have to have this before we can move forward?
No, this one just is something I wanted to do. And it fit into a type of filmmaking and a type of storytelling that I wanted to be involved with. And I saw an opportunity to do it. This is not the sort of show that is easily sold or made. But I was just lucky enough to be at a time in my career where I realized this is what I wanted to do. I wasn't really going to take no for an answer, and then found the people, the executives and producers and all the rest of it, who shared those aspirations for this story. I had no special ingredients apart from the fact that I wanted it to be the best piece of writing I could produce, and I wanted to find the best possible people to make it with. And I'm happy to say that I think that that is what happened here.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you really cannot ask for a better cast. And we'll move over to you, Guy. You have played some many different characters, reaching the spectrum from serious to comedy to everywhere in between. This project definitely stands out among some of the best of the best. I mean, they're all great. But for you, the similar type of question, when you get approached for a role and they come to you and say, hey, we're interested in you, is there something at this stage in your career that's important to you as an actor and a storyteller, specifically for a show like this?
I mean, there is, but it's no different to any point in my working life, I suppose. I'm just looking to be inspired. I'm just looking to find a character that I believe I can play that feels new and interesting. And I mean, ultimately, you know, it's always nice to work with a director who inspires you. And in this case, all of the boxes were ticked, very much so, with big fat red pens. You know, I'd worked with Nick Murphy, the director, before, and loved him and would do anything for him. He brought this to me. I read the script and just found it extraordinary. So I was kind of just going, wow, this is just dynamite. The character obviously is fascinating. I mean, it's the perfect character for an actor to play because he's acting himself. So there's many, many layers and there's just all sorts of there's all sorts of elements of mystery going on, and so it's completely emotional because it's necessary to get it across to an audience in an emotional way and for it to feel emotional. But part of it also is quite a technical process, I find, which I like, to understand and to make sure that you honor what's there in the script and to be able to actually ramp this up a little bit, pull back on this a bit, come forward with that more, sit back on this a little bit more within various moments throughout the entire piece, and to work closely with Nick on that. And of course, to work with our creator here, Alex, on that, you know, and get such great articulate feedback and to be able to understand really what was required is great. For me, to honor the script, to honor what is there, and but to feel confident in being believing I can do it is the exciting part of the job. And so it was all there, and it was just a no-brainer. This was like a big fat yes.